Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Food, Wine, and Travel show with the International Food, Wine, and Travel Writers Association. Woo! They are known as IFTWA. It's a shorter name. And I encourage you to go to their website, ifwtwa.org. And every second Friday, we love to do this because we get to chat with travel writers about their recent adventures. And today we get to welcome back Jo Clark. She's a food, wine, which she loves wine, a food, wine, and travel writer. And last time she was on talking about Northern Florida. Today she's on the show talking about North Carolina, which is just the state above her. But as we know, every state in the United States produces wine. But she's going to take us on a North Carolina wine tasting adventure. And I encourage you to go to her website, Have Glass Will Travel. So welcome back, Jo. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. I love this that you went through North Carolina's wine country. And the picture behind me is the Appalachian Mountains. It's a view that's very familiar to us. And today we're recording from Durham, North Carolina. So how about that? Yes, 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 yes. We love the North Carolina. We love South Carolina too. So you're in the Myrtle Beach area?
Yes, Myrtle Beach. Okay. I'm in Surfside, just below Myrtle Beach.
Yeah,
not quite as much congestion down here.
But it's not far for you to go wine tasting up in North Carolina.
Not at all. I can be in Charlotte in about 3.5 hours and scoot right on up the mountain and go to Yadkin Valley. That's where I was for this trip, was in the Yadkin Valley AVA, and mostly in Surry County. There's 7 counties in that AVA, but I ended up staying pretty much in Surry County. They had enough to keep us busy for 4 days and nights, and I didn't touch them all. I need to go back.
You didn't get to drink it all the way. Well, in your article, you were talking about there's like 100 wineries in North Carolina. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. And there's 44 in the Yadkin Valley.
Wow. Wow. So this
so
is
many
the wine.
So little time.
From what I was reading, a lot of these vineyard areas, there's some historic ones, right? But then there's some of these. There was a farm that you were talking about. And so it went from being a tobacco farm to wine.
Yeah, a lot of tobacco farms have scaled back or completely quit growing tobacco over the period of, well, my lifetime. I had uncles who grew tobacco in Virginia. And that's how they all made livings, was growing tobacco. And most of those farms now grow other things. None of them grow grapes, which really is a disappointment to me. I'd like a winery in the family, please.
Yeah, really.
Listening.
That's it. You know, I agree. So, I mean, it was so great to hear about North Carolina. We travel a lot. We go to Asheville a lot. So, Asheville's not that far then either.
No, it isn't. No, you cut across the state and up that valley, and yeah, you can be in Asheville pretty quick too.
Mm-hmm. So for visitors that are going there, because it seems to be such a popular destination, you could make this into like a little road trip adventure, go do the Blue Ridge Mountains, Smoky Mountains, and include wine tasting.
Definitely. You're going to need a couple of weeks to do that.
I know, but that's okay. Sounds good to me. Well, and it also sounded really fun. You went to a lot of wineries. There's a lot of nice backstories too, some historic ones, family ones, like you're saying, you know, so you better get your family listening so that they do, you know, have wineries. But the lodgings too sounded really cool, that you were in the cabins and good
food.
Wait
till you see those pictures. Wait till you see those pictures. They have these gorgeous log cabins that are a century or more old, because one of them is on one of the century farms. In North Carolina, they have something called Century Farms, and that is a farm that's been owned for more than a century by the same family, generation after generation. So, it's just a whole lot of fun going and talking to the families that have grown other things and comparing those procedures to now growing grapes. Some of them started out just growing the grapes for other winemakers and decided, well, what the heck? We got the grapes. Why not give it a try? And some of them have very successful wineries now.
Now, what would you say if you could give us kind of an overview of what wine is available in North Carolina? What kind of varieties?
Great. They grow everything because you've got the high mountains, you've got the lower valleys. They plant Truminette, they plant Chardonnay, they have Merlot, Cab Sav. It is an amazing array. And a lot of the wines or the grapes and vines in Virginia and North Carolina, of course, came from Europe. And when the blight hit and they lost all their rootstock, if it hadn't been for Virginia and North Carolina having their grapes, they wouldn't have any now because we gave back their rootstock to get them going again.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. There's
Pretty
always
neat
these
history.
backstories. Yeah, there's always these backstories. Is that part of why you're a wine writer for those backstories?
Oh, yeah. I love the stories. I love hearing how people got started in this. And,
Because
you
it's
know, if I
hard.
was 40 years younger and had this interest then and knew what I know now, I'd have a winery.
I think it's a lot of hard work, and there's a lot more women in wine now, too.
There's a lot in these spots that are either just women or a couple. So you have the husband and wife together that have started the winery and are doing all the work.
And so when you go to the wineries, are you able to meet any of the family behind it, or you're mostly the people in the tasting room? Because some of them are smaller and some of them are, I know we went to a
Same
winery
person.
in Hickory Creek. Yeah, they're everyone's a little different.
A lot of times it's the same person. They were out there planting the grapes. They were the ones that were pruning and picking. They are the winemaker or the assistant, and they're running the tasting room. So, when you go to a lot of these smaller wineries, you walk in and you're talking to the owner as soon as you walk in the door.
That's amazing.
Or their children. A lot of times it's already come down to children, or even grandchildren.
Oh, wow. So we're getting multi-generations involved. So, you
At
know,
Little
they were
Falls.
stomping the grapes as kids. No, I'm just kidding. I know we don't do that anymore, but, you know, for
Sure we
fun.
do.
Well, at
Who
grape stomp
doesn't?
events, but, you know, hey, it's really good for your
It's
feet.
not all done by feet,
Yeah,
but
I
yeah,
know, but
a lot of the wineries have grape stomping events.
And a lot of events. I think North Carolina as a whole is pretty good at festivals,
They are.
you know. So that area seems like it has a lot. I want people to know that you have an article about this so people can check that out in the show notes. It'll be up on blendradioandtv.com. So all those links are there, as well as following Joe and also IFTWA, the International Food Wine Travel Writers Association. How long have you been a member of them? A few years now.
Three
Three,
years
4 years?
now.
Yeah.
A little over three and a half, something like that.
Yeah, and you're about to take a sea cruise with them.
I am. We have a conference every year and it's scattered around the country. Last year it was in Florida, so it was a road trip. And this year it is on the Discovery Princess. So I'm flying into Vancouver next week for 3 days of exploration and a day in Surrey. I've never been to Surrey. And we board then in Vancouver and we're going to sail down to Victoria and San Francisco and in at Los Angeles. And then I've got 3 days there to see and do.
That's awesome. The life of a travel writer.
I know it's a tough job, but somebody has to do it.
I dig it. I dig it. I love it. And I love that you're having these different experiences, because the first time we chatted with you with IFTWA, you were in Northern Florida. You were on kayaks and paddle boards and all kinds of things. And now this time, hey, you're wine tasting across. But it seems that with this adventure, you did wine tasting, but there was some hiking involved, even on wineries. Some of the wineries had trails and things.
Oh,
So
yeah.
there was waterfalls. So it was you
There's an
balance
old
out your
grist
adventures.
mill. Yep, there's an old grist mill up one of the creeks, and you can get down behind the winery. You get to the creek and you can wade up or jump rocks, which is what I did and kept my feet dry. But I went up the creek without a paddle and saw the old grist mill that has been renovated now. It's being turned into a private home, but you can see it from the water, and it's still pretty cool. I'd love to see inside.
Oh man, that's awesome. So how many wineries do you think you did? I was looking at this list that you have. Let me go and go there. So Yadkin Valley, everyone, AVA is the area, but you have Golden Road Winery, Grassy Creek Winery, Stony Knoll, Hayes Gray Vineyard, Linville Falls Winery, Roaring River Vineyards, Elkin Creek Vineyard, Shelton,
Shelton,
Jolo. Okay, let's talk about Jolo.
Jolo, Skull Camp.
Yeah, I mean, you've got all kind, but this is a lot to do in 4 days, plus all the
I know,
adventures.
and I discovered I can't do tastings at 4 in a day. I was really disappointed in myself.
Well, no, because you don't want to. Yeah, there's, four is enough. You
Well,
know.
most of them are pouring 5 to 8 wines. And when they know you're a wine writer, they're generous. So, it's easy to overdo it because it's good.
Yeah, and then you go eat a whole bunch. See, that's the hard thing too, is the food, because especially I'm sorry, but the entire South is really good about food and portions, and it's a dangerous thing. And then it's like, okay, let me just taste this. And then it's like, oh my gosh, I've done a lot of tasting. And yeah. So
Yeah,
what's
the
the food
tasting
like?
adds up to 2 meals instead of just the one you would have had. A lot of times I travel with a buddy, and she and I try to get one or two appetizers each, and then we share back and forth so that we get to taste four or five things, but we're not eating all five of them each.
And what happens?
That helps.
Does it help? Did you stick to that, or did you finish
We
the
try.
appetite?
Well, until you get to dessert, and then it's like, oh no, I'm not sharing this. This is way too good.
Oh,
I'm eating
where
it all.
was the place you went for dessert? There was dessert with a wine bar. I was reading about that. I'm like, ooh,
Oh
at the
yeah,
end of the,
the wisdom table.
ooh, even that name sounds good, because I think you're wise if you get to have wine and dessert at the end of the day. Like, that's the
Yeah,
way.
everybody should do that. Wisdom table has a lot of the local wines, but they also have wines from all over. So you can go in there and do tastings of all kinds of different wines, as well as having their desserts.
It's kind of a nice way to get a taste of the region and see what winery you want to go to as well. When you go to
It is.
places like that, kind of
Yep,
sample this,
it is.
sample that, and go, oh, you know what? I really like this. Let's go to the actual winery if you're short on time to do that.
Right. And a lot of the wineries have food, or a food truck on the weekends. So you don't go hungry, that's for sure.
One of the wineries too, that I think was really interesting, is dedicated to veterans, and was, even you're saying, was painted a gray color,
Hayes
kind of
Gray.
military. Yeah,
That
hazy
the
gray.
name of gray that you paint battleships is Hayes Gray. He was a 30-year veteran, and he and his wife started the winery. They have a cabin down in the vineyard too. I didn't get to see that when someone was in it, but I stayed at two different vineyards in cabins that are in the vineyards.
Nice.
But Hayes Gray, they have one entire wall that has a huge propeller on it. and has framed pictures of people in uniform. And I said, are they all family members? And she said, not at all. They are also our customers. So when I go back, my dad and my late husband's picture, they're going with me so that they can be on that wall.
Oh, nice. That's a really nice touch.
Yeah.
Because I think it's sometimes we have this disconnect about between the military and those who have served and civilian life. And
Right.
whatever, we do a show, a Military Monday show every first Monday, and we're always trying to get the stories of our heroes so that people have that connection, not just 40,000 troops stormed here and did this, do that. We need to have that personal connection, I
Right.
think, to understand, who's doing what and the sacrifices?
Absolutely. And there's life after the military. The ones that put in 30 years like he did, 30 years is still a young man. So he came home and did something else.
The other one, Grassy Creek, I wanted to touch on because you said they were the 23rd winery in the state and they're in a barn. We like barns. Like
Yeah,
barn.
it's an old dairy barn, and the winery's in a dairy barn. The tasting room is in a barn. They have lots of barns on the property. But they've got the Guernsey cattle, milk cows, and so one of the wines is a Guernsey red.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. We used to live in Guernsey. In the Channel
Really?
Islands, just for a very, very short time before, between when we were going from South Africa to the States, and they are beautiful, beautiful cows. I mean, so that's really cool to know that they have Guernseys. So JOLO, we got to talk about this. It's not JLo, it's JOLO. So they got your
Jello.
name. So you got your own JOLO glass now.
I
Have
do.
glass will travel.
There you go. That's me. Have glass
But
will
that's a
travel.
big glass.
It is.
But I
My
think
kind
that's
of
how it
glass.
should be. That's a nice
Yeah.
big.
You
Is
don't have to
that.
fill it to the top, just halfway.
That's one bottle, isn't it? Well, no one's going to complain about that. And it's a good one to share, too. So you've got farms, you've got barns, you've got. Oh my gosh, military in there. And then, oh, what, Linville Falls, is that the one that had the grist mill? No, that's not. That was
Nope.
a
Nope. Linville
different.
Falls has waterfalls nearby.
That's nice. And three generations. That's amazing to see. And oh, the one with the river, Roaring River Vineyards.
Roaring
That's the one
River
with the
is on a
mill.
river.
Man, I just love it that all of these, like a lot of them are family,
On
like
water.
Shelton. You said it's the largest family-owned estate vineyard, and they have Cabernet Lane.
Yeah, they got, in the country, a lot of times you get to name your own road. So that's what they named it.
I like that.
Shelton, the two brothers that started Shelton are actually the ones who spearheaded getting that AVA designation, the Yadkin Valley AVA. And that helps put a wine region on the map when you've got an
Okay.
AVA and you can say that all the wines here are similar. The terrain is similar, so they're growing the same grapes. And then what they do with them is totally different.
And it makes it a destination for people,
It does. It
with
does.
the I'm going to go wine tasting and then I'm going to go walk it off. I'm going to go, hang out at a waterfall and but there's a brewery too, Skullcamp Brewing, that you went to as well. That's pretty cool that there's breweries in there and
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, there's
Listen.
breweries, and I started out calling this my wine and shine trail. I thought I was going to be hitting moonshine
Moonshine,
distilleries
yeah.
all the way through. They are few and far between. I'm from the mountains of Virginia. I mean, I can take you to some
Shine.
moonshiners, but boy, they're hard to find in North Carolina. There were a couple, but I had to drive out of my way to find them. This was definitely wine and starting to have some breweries, but That
Asheville has
it's totally different.
Two Trees Distillery in Asheville, and they do a whole unique way of distilling. So yeah, there's a few, but I haven't been to, trying to think of other than Two Trees. Yeah, huh? Very interesting because this was Moonshine Land, and this is where NASCAR got started because of the bootleggers running the shine across the borders.
Not
So
in
now,
Yadkin, not in the not
well,
in
they
this
went to
area,
wine. Yeah.
because that's where I'm from is Moonshine Country in Virginia, Patrick County, Franklin County, Martinsville, Henry County. That's where NASCAR started, was Henry County. You know, the
Wow.
Martinsville Speedway. That's where that started. And my great grandfather is rumored to have been involved in some capacity with a neighbor who happens to still make moonshine, although it is legal now, and has a distillery in Rocky Mount. So that's a whole nother story for you.
Rye
I can
whiskey,
really
rye whiskey.
I can really get into some moonshine up there.
John Schlimm wrote a really good book called Moonshine, and it was a history of moonshine. We did a couple interviews with him, and his family owns the oldest brewery in Pennsylvania. But anyway, he did a book on shine, moonshine, and he's got a really good recipe for s'mores and shine.
Ooh,
I know.
you're gonna have to share.
I will. I'll send it to you. But anyway, I find this fascinating. So you have shine in your blood. And
I
so
do.
I think that kind of trickled into grapes. And here you are traveling, because, shiners traveled too, or they had somebody else
Oh
shine run it for them. So
yeah.
now
You gotta
you're running
stay
around.
one step ahead of the revenueers.
Yeah, see, that's it. That's it. No wonder you're getting on a cruise ship. Can't get me now.
That's right. And I just came back from the Azores Islands
Yeah.
off the coast of Portugal. Some really good wine. I had some great
Ooh.
wine there and a
Wow.
couple of really nice ports,
Ooh. Yeah, well, of
which came
course.
home in my boot.
Oh, that's it. That's it. So North Carolina, I love, so you've really got like the lodging. I love that you can stay at the vineyards as well. I'm glad that they
Yeah,
have
it's pretty cool
breweries.
to sit out on the porch in a rocking chair with your glass of wine and
Right where it's
gaze
from.
out across the vineyard. Yeah,
And one of the wineries you say were in, you have views of the Blue Ridge Mountains too. Oh.
most of them you do because they're in the mountains.
That's amazing. So you've got your wine from where it is. And do they have picnic spots if you're not staying there where?
They do.
Oh,
Yeah,
nice.
they
Nice.
almost all of them have tables and chairs outside. They have places where you can bring your own food or you can buy food. Grassy Creek has a lot of local foods, cheeses, and breads
Perfect.
that they just kind of compile in the refrigerator and the counter. And you can just kind of browse and get your own picnic materials and
Oh, I
bottle or
like
two
that.
of wine and you're all set.
I want to go. We're not far. We're in Durham, Raleigh,
Yeah,
Durham. That's
just ride straight across the state.
Not bad, not bad. I think we may have to do a little detour at some point and start doing North Carolina wines, because you really don't hear as much about North Carolina wines. You know what I mean? Well,
Yeah, I do.
because this country has very similar, like Stacy Wittig, from IFTWA as well. She was on in the September show talking about New Mexico wines, which has some of the oldest, vineyard stock, grape stock that we have in this country. And you don't hear as much as, Napa and, certain
Yeah, they
ones.
get
So
all the
Finger
hype,
Lakes.
but we're in Virginia, we were making wine 200 years before there was a California.
Yeah, see, I think, and I'm not knocking California at all because we love their
Know.
wines too. And Arizona has amazing wine.
Oh,
Texas
they
has some
do.
good wine.
I have had some great Arizona wines.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I, you know,
I need to go
and I
back.
think,
Been in a while.
well, yeah, we're going
Meet
to
you
be there in
there.
November. All right, we're going to be there in November. So, yeah.
I'll be in Hawaii in November.
Oh, well, that's really sad. Well, I'm glad you're going to Hawaii. That's awesome. That's awesome. But I think this is important what you're doing. And that's kind of a role, I think, with travel writers and even doing the show with IFTWA is to get people to see other wines in other states that they may not have thought of going as a wine tasting thing.
Right.
You know, especially when people, like you're saying, the brothers getting to work to create an AVA means, hey, we're serious about this. It's not just, here's our little hobby wine farm, you know, which a
Yep.
lot start that way. And I respect hobby wine. Listen, if I could take a barrel everywhere we went, that would be happy. But it's about, hey, we're serious about this. And it takes so much effort and money. It's a money pit. Is that you need to drink more wine if you're doing it. But to shed light on these areas that don't get as much hype, like you're saying. I hate to say that word, but it's
Yeah.
true. It's like here, everybody just goes to the same place.
They're kind of neglected. People don't hear about them, don't read about them. And sometimes I think, ooh, more for me.
Well, yeah, I mean, even Wisconsin
But,
has wine.
I can't support them, so somebody else has to go besides me.
Yeah, exactly. And we all need to support the wineries if we like wine, you know, go
That's
do it.
true.
And I also think it's important to go besides what we have in grocery stores, you know, the big box wineries and stuff like that. I'm not going against them. I'm just saying it's really nice to go to the actual place or share your wine with someone that you love and care about and send them a bottle of wine and hopefully they'll go, ooh, this is amazing. Now I'm going to have to go too.
Yeah.
You know, so that's awesome. So Canada's next for you. I hear that they have wine up there too. So I
I've
don't think
heard
you'll
that
be.
rumor.
Yeah, I've heard that
I'm
rumor
going and
that.
check. I have to see for myself.
Yeah, well, I'll be following you on social media. So tell everybody. So have glass. We'll travel.
That's on
That
Facebook.
haveglasswilltravel.com is the main website, and then you've got Facebook. You're on Instagram.
Instagram, I'm Joe Goes Everywhere.
Almost. She
That's
does,
right.
but you better have wine.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you better.
Well, I'm just thinking, you've just been to Portugal, you went to the Azores, and then you're going to Hawaii, Canada, going down to California on a cruise. Not bad. Hawaii's next. You're
Yep.
pretty, you've had a busy year. What did you start off with this year?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I wrote down everywhere I've been this year because I saw this one coming.
He knows us.
Florida, St. Augustine, New Smyrna Beach, Delray Beach. I spent a wonderful week in LaGrange, Georgia. Did you know
Oh.
that they have one of the top 10 biblical history centers in the United States,
No, I did
according to
not.
USA Today? Amazing. I have been to Charlotte, New York City, the Blue Ridge Mountains, both in North Carolina and Virginia, the Azores, next week Canada and Hawaii. Working on an article about the three R's, Radford, Roanoke, and Rocky Mount.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. That's good. That's good. Wow. So this is a busy, good year. I love it.
Has
Now, is
been
being part of
busy.
IFTWA helped in regards to getting these trips set up and working with the visitor bureaus
I
and things
think
like that?
being in IFTWA is always helpful. You make connections. You have people that say you should be writing for them, or you need to contact them. And through other organizations that I'm a part of, I have made other contacts to get these fam trips, press trips.
And for
I've done
listeners that
a
are
lot of
travelers,
IFTWA.
this is how it works. It's, you know, I it's not a pleasure cruise, but we do have fun doing our jobs. But we are working with visitor bureaus so that they can, fam tours are like really quick. I mean, 4 days for what you did was a lot, right? You did a ton in those 4 days, yet you know you could have been there for 2 weeks and still not seen
Easily.
everything. But these are trips where accredited journalists get to go. experience things and then bring us all back the information. And that's so cool. And I love following IFTWA on social media because I'm like, I'll take, pour myself a glass of wine and just look at social media IFTWA, #IFWTWA. And I'm like, I just went around the world. How about you? I need another refill.
True.
But that's how it works. And, the industry years ago wouldn't even accept bloggers. And IFTWA was one of the ones who started really understanding the power of bloggers, and I think
Right.
that is also really good and networking together
And
and
the networking is fantastic.
yeah. And so, that's how travel writing has so changed beyond the big, the big glossy kind of this is, and now you can be more personable. Like it never, it's changed. It's, I
It
think it's
has.
better,
Yeah, I think so. And the time that I've been in it. Now
Yeah.
this the North Carolina wine trail was not a press trip. This is something I put together. I did the research, I got online and figured out what was in an area and what we wanted to see. And I emailed everybody and made those contacts and put it together.
Yeah,
Everybody
and you
would.
can't, and that's it. A lot of travel writers will do it, but then having, published articles, accreditation. That's a big word, accreditation. Ooh, I did
It
it too. I did it. I
is.
did it. But I think that all helps, So that's
Yeah,
awesome.
absolutely.
But I did not know that North Carolina had 100 wineries. And here I, we've been to North Carolina and spent time here. I'd say at least 2 to 3 months out of every year for the last 3 years.
Wow,
See?
you are
And it
missing
took
out,
you.
girl.
Well, it's okay because,
You gotta
we've
go
been
to the
doing
Yak
brew.
and Back.
If you saw my belly, you'd see that I've been doing some breweries
You haven't
lately.
missed a lot, huh?
But honestly, that's the power of what you're doing, and I think that's beautiful to let people know. I just did not know. And we actually have been to a North Carolina winery, and so it just I did not know there was 100 wineries. I had no clue. So.
Yep.
And now I'm going to have to do some detours, and that's great. So thank you so much for that, Joe.
You're
So
welcome.
everyone, her article again is in the show notes. And of course, keep up with her at haveglassfultravel.com. And if you are in the food, wine, and travel writing world, or if you're on the other side, the industry side, go to ifwtwa.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a
I
great
should,
weekend.
cheers. Here
It's 5 o'clock
it
somewhere. Cheers.
is.